Hi, I'm Doug Gordon. Welcome back to Beta from Wisconsin Public Radio. Comedian Eric Andre has established a reputation as a cult comedian. He's probably best known for his talk show parody, The Eric Andre Show, which airs on Adult Swim. The show deconstructs the talk show format, figuratively and literally. Each episode opens with Eric running onto the set and destroying his desk and pretty much everything else that's there. But Eric is about to showcase his stand-up comedy work with his debut Netflix special, Legalize Everything. We zoomed in with Eric, where we weren't spared his trademark restlessness and spontaneity, to talk about the special, which covers politics, race, and identity. He talks about how being the son of a Jewish mother and a Haitian father influenced his comedic voice.
I think it's pretty blatant. I feel like the majority of my jokes are about race, politics, life, death, poverty, racism, existentialism, and the problems with organized religion and Calvinism.
Yeah. In your special, you talk about smoking marijuana with your mother. What was that experience like?
It was cool. It was a little awkward because I'm a little awkward when I smoke, but she was, she couldn't really inhale it. She kept like choking. So I gave her a little weed fortune cookie that I got from the farmer's market. And then she ate that and she got stony baloney, and then she was like...
And then 20 or 30 minutes later, her eyes got all red, and she looked up at me, and she goes, "My mouth is dry. Is that part of the appeal?"
And then she gave up. She's like, we were playing Scrabble, and she was like, "I want my wine. I don't like this."
Your special is called Legalize Everything, and during the special, you mentioned that you think all drugs in the U.S. should be legal except for the hallucinogenic salvia, and you also want to legalize sex work, but there must be a few things that you think should remain illegal.
Yeah, I mean, legalize everything is like tongue-in-cheek,
I'm not really saying.
I don't think we should legalize murder.
Yes, yeah, that was the first thing that came to my mind.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Murder, rape, burglary, those things can remain illegal.
Yeah, I hope
people have some understanding of irony.
I think they do. To be able to appreciate your comedy, they have to have some understanding of satire and irony, I think. You say that we should abolish the federal government and that you should run for president. What would your political policies look like if you were to run for president?
I think I laid them out in the special. I think all drugs should be decriminalized. I think sex work should be decriminalized. I think we shouldn't have guns with like double banana clips that like you can just press the trigger once and 100 bullets can spray out because you don't need that for hunting. But I would have fun laws. Like I think like moonshine should be legal. I think firecrackers should be easily accessible. I would have some fun laws. You know what I mean?
And should firecrackers be accessible all year round? Because the reason I ask, we have a dog, our dog Violet Wigglesworth, you know, doesn't like the firecrackers. And at least, you know, it's only during holidays usually. But you think that all year round, 365 days a year?
I gotta give my redneck constituents something to hold on to. I'm kind of taking away some fun toys. But I'm giving them cocaine and hookers. So I hope that they should like at least appreciate that, but it's really, you got to convince the rednecks or you're not going to win the election, at least in America. I mean, I could put a GoFundMe together, buy my own island, and then start a country on my own island, but I wouldn't have any constituents.
One of my favorite routines in your special involves a very clever insight that you make about the reality show Cops. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I guess there's no way to tell it without ruining the joke, but my joke is that I'm like, is it just me or is reggae the most inappropriate music they could have picked to open up the show Cops? Because I mean, like, it's just a montage of police brutality footage and state power, and you're playing the most relaxing, vacation inducing music.
Kiss my boots, you disenfranchised transgender prostitute. Bam! Jamaica is a tropical island paradise. Bing, 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 bing. Our national currency is the delicious coconut.
Yeah. You also really enjoy interacting with the audience. And one of the ways that you do that in your special is something called autofill correct. Can you tell us a bit about autofill, correct?
I take a kid's cell phone out from the audience and I'll text his mother, but the rule is I can only text her the it's not even autocorrect. It's like the autofill
function. Autofill, yes. Your text, yes.
Yeah, in your text message when it tries to guess your next word in the sentence on a shorthand. So like, it's like the game Mad Libs that you played as a kid. I just keep punching, like the phone picks the words. Mm-hmm. Phone is a random word generator and I just keep hitting the words until it creates the perfect mom confusion.
Zero stars for a good night. Probably my mom and her sister and her daughter in the shower.
Not me. Take it up with Apple. Take it up with Apple.
Yes, and this is something I imagine that the origin story of is this is something you discovered while in your personal life while using your cell phone.
Yeah, I did it. My mom was the guinea pig. She was the first one. She was the first one I did it to. It worked well with her, and then I couldn't keep doing it to my mom over and over again on stage, so I started doing it to audience members.
Yeah, but at one point did you once do it to your mom on stage or never?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I did it to my mom on stage. It kind of like, I did it like spur of the moment and it got like such a huge reaction. Then I tried to do it again another night to my mom and she didn't buy it. So I started doing it to other moms in the audience that have just got such an immense reaction. It's also very relatable and it's G-rated. It's not harsh. You can't go too harsh with the moms or the audience kind of turns on you. You don't want to be mean to the moms.
Yeah.
But everybody can relate to mom confusion and it's totally G-rated after all this like hard R material.
Yeah, and another reason why you don't want to be mean to the moms besides the audience turning on you is because of your presidential campaign, you want to appeal to moms as well.
You got to appeal to moms.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got to appeal to moms.
Yeah. You're probably best known for the Eric Andre Show, which you started doing in 2009. Where did the idea for this come from?
It was like just a mix of all my influences. It, you know, Space Ghost, Tom Green Show, Ali G Show, Chappelle Show, Ren and Stimpy, Wonder Shows in Jackass. It was kind of just like a mix. Jiminy Glick, Martin Short Show. You know, it was kind of just a hodgepodge of all my favorite shows in my brain.
Yeah. And your sidekick on the Eric Andre Show is another accomplished comedian, Hannibal Buress. How did you meet Hannibal?
We were doing open mics together in 2008, 2009, maybe even earlier, 2006. Yeah, 2006 was the earliest writings of the show. It was just love at first sight. I think he's just so funny and he's like completely opposite in energy. And we just have a great odd couple dynamic.
What should I do now?
I don't know, do a monologue or something.
Yeah, okay, I got that.
All right, so Michael Jackson, he hasn't been in the news too much lately, right? It's like, where are you hiding, Jacko?
He's dead, man.
Are you serious?
Work the crowd, man. Don't look at me.
All right, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's great chemistry for sure. Did it take some convincing to get Hannibal to be the quote-unquote Ed McMahon to your Johnny Carson?
No, not at all. In fact, it's the opposite. He quit. He quits mid-season this up-and-coming season, season five. Like, he was over the show. So, but in the beginning, before he was famous, he was just like, yeah, sure, whatever. I got all the time in the world. Now he's very successful.
Mm. So that's a spoiler alert right there, isn't it?
I've been debating whether I should spoil it or not, but I think like it's better to spoil. I used to like keep every single thing. You got to give people something to tune into and whatever.
Sure. Fair enough. The intro to each episode of the show really grabs the viewer's attention. Can you tell us what happens and where the idea came from?
The idea came from one time Tom Green he jumped up and he started destroying his set during an interview. And it was just like totally spontaneous. And he never did it again. But I remember being 16 years old and being like, oh, he should do that every single second of his show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Eric Andre Show!
So part of it came from that. Also, like, I wanted to grab the viewer's attention when I was trying to sell the show, and we made the first version on our own.
Yeah, you made a sizzle reel in an abandoned bodega in Bushwick, if I recall correctly. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and you pitched it to all the networks, but it was only Adult Swim that...
Yeah, oh, yeah, everybody passed except Adult Swim loved it, yeah.
But that's a perfect fit because your production...
Yeah, it's like that was the top choice anyway, so...
There you go. So, yeah, so holy everything's fine with that. Absolutely. Yeah. Do you prepare your celebrity guests for the pranks and antics and you're on the show, or are they being ambushed?
Absolutely not. It's 100% ambush. I can't help what they watch before they come in, but we tell their publicists next to nothing. Like, we just get them a date and a time to show up, and they're just blindsided by everything. And we purposely try not to book guests that would watch Adult Swim or watch the show. We try to book guests out of the world of that kind of comedy. We don't book comedians.
Yeah. What kind of reaction do you get from them off camera after you've done the interview with them?
It's a whole spectrum. Some are relieved that it's over. Some of them are very upset. Mm-hmm. So it depends on the person's sense of humor about themselves.
Yeah. Is there a celebrity that sticks out for being really angry, really upset with you afterwards?
Lauren Conrad was probably the most pissed.
She's a great guest. I like her.
And T.I. wasn't thrilled.
I don't know what you're rapping at me right now. I haven't gotten the last album, but I have some incredible raps.
I am glad that you did not get it, because don't you touch me, man.
Oh. Hey, wait. You like Thai food? T.I. food? You get it? Like Thai food?
Yeah.
The show also features you pulling stunts and pranking people out on the streets. That kind of pure ambush is probably pretty unpredictable. You don't even know how it's going to go, do you?
Yeah, it's a little dangerous.
Yeah. Do the standards and practices ever jump in after the fact to tell you after you've filmed one of these things and say, no, you can't air that, Eric?
They never really go, you can't air that. They'll usually just like, you have to blur this or bleep this. It's usually like that. They rarely cut an entire bit. The only bit we ever got entirely cut, we had a country singer come in and sing a pro Al-Qaeda country song.
Oh, yeah.
And they cut that bit.
Yeah. What is there left for Eric Andre to do and to accomplish that you haven't already done?
I don't know. I want to do more hidden camera stuff, tour the Eric Andre Show live, more shows. I want to help some comedian friends produce their own shows. And I want to escape my country because it is completely disintegrating.
yeah, it is. Do you have any ideas? Like what, I mean, let's get back into this idea of Eric Andre running for president. Do you have any ideas of what needs to be done to repair?
I think my first day in office, I would abandon the country. I would just leave. I'd move to Tahiti.
Eric Andre, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Eric Andre is a comedian and the host of The Eric Andre Show on Adult Swim. His debut Netflix stand-up special, Legalize Everything, starts streaming this week on June 23rd. Find out more about Eric at wpr.org/beta.